Council affairs meeting February 10th. We'll start with the introductions. Elise, go ahead.
Hey, I'm gonna say good morning, everyone. Hello. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Elise Griffin. I'm a council member. Work at CSFG.
It went in a weird configuration. Natalie, go ahead.
Hi, Natalie. I'm with SFDPH HHS.
Let's go with Anna.
Council member and co-chair of council affairs.
There we go. And then we got, really put everybody in. Okay, Rob, go ahead. We'll just get everybody.
Hi, Rob Hoffman, the Department of Public Health, Office of Overdose Prevention.
Cool. Dara?
Hi, Dara Geckler with Facenti Consulting.
Emily. Mark Holm.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone. Marco Montenegro, Mission Neighborhood Health Center, Clinic Esperanza, council member. Thank you, Chuck.
Sure, Kat.
At council staff.
Mark Muller, council staff.
Cool. First thing we're going to do is review the draft agenda from today.
Ready? Just a note for Rob and Emily, who I don't think have presented to Council Affairs before. When you do your presentation, which it looks like it's coming up first, no need to go over like in depth each slide, just basically like a synopsis to sort of move it along is sufficient. Anyway, here's the
Perfect.
draft agenda.
All right. No changes, and we'll approve by consensus. Now we're ready for the draft minutes from January 13th.
Right, let's see here. We elected co-chairs and we had a presentation review of Bill Bloom's HIV Care Megatrends.
Any changes? If not, we'll accept that by consensus. Now we're up for announcements. Does anybody have an announcement?
I just want to
No.
remind folks that full council this month hasn't, the time hasn't been changed. It will still be its typical 4 to 6:30.
Great. Any public comment? If not, then we're ready for our first presentation, the overdose prevention with Rob and Emily.
Great, thank you. I think my volume was a little funky before. Can folks hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, great. Well, thanks so much for having us. Again, my name is Emily Ragnold. I'm the Acting Director of Population Behavioral Health within the Behavioral Health Services of the Health Department, and within that sits the Office of Overdose Prevention. And so, what we intend for the full council meeting, which I think is in 2 weeks, is to give an overview of the DPH roadmap related to the mayor's Breaking the Cycle initiative. Give some updates related to overdose indicators that we've seen over the last year, and then finished with some of the new overdose prevention initiatives that we've launched at the end of last year and early this year. Just to confirm, sort of process, is the meeting on the 24th in person or virtual?
In person.
Oh, it's in person. Okay, great. It'll either be myself or Eileen Loughran, who usually does this presentation. She should be back to the office by then. But if not, then I'll be joining you on the 24th. So let me share my screen and I'll just give a high-level overview of it. One second. Sorry, I never use Zoom anymore. Okay. Can folks see this PowerPoint presentation?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. So, like I said, this will be the agenda. Just give a high-level overview of the BHS vision and mission, what the Behavioral Health Services Division provides across San Francisco, and then sort of the range of behavioral health services. Wanted to talk a little bit about the treatment on demand mandate and the DPH roadmap for the behavioral health crisis. These are some talking points related to breaking the cycle through the mayor's office. And then what are our goals within behavioral health services on addressing the behavioral health and homelessness crisis? So going over some of our key initiatives that we'll be doing alongside the rest of the city, and then moving into our overdose indicators from 2025. So highlighting the number of fatal overdoses that we had in the city last year as compared to previous years. Highlighting that we continue to see the majority of overdose deaths related to fentanyl. However, many folks in San Francisco are also have cocaine and methamphetamine present in their system when they pass from an overdose. And then finally, we continue to see really profound racial disparities related to overdose in San Francisco, particularly for Black African Americans. Then we'll move over to some of our priority initiatives that we've recently launched or will be launching soon, focused in particular on medications for opiate use disorder. I'm hoping folks on this call are familiar with Beam, which is our on-demand telehealth treatment for people who use drugs, available 8 a.m. to midnight, Monday through Sunday. The increase in people that are receiving buprenorphine in the city of San Francisco. Some information about retention and some of our strategies in supporting retention on buprenorphine. Sorry, it doesn't want to advance for some reason. Okay. And then focusing on methadone, we've actually done a lot of expansion in methadone in the last year and are seeing our methadone numbers go up for the unique number of people served. And then talking about some newer initiatives. So we've launched navigation services in the Bayview focused on Black African Americans and connecting them to the right level of care through a partnership with Code Tenderloin. This is our newest initiative, which will be launching March 5th, is the Glide will be opening a barber shop focused on health education and substance use services and overdose prevention. And then transitioning to talk a bit about the expansion of contingency management services across the city. Talk a little bit about 822 Geary Street or the stabilization unit. Expansion of beds that we've accomplished over the last year. And then planned bed expansion for 2026 and beyond. So I'll stop my share. Any other information that you think would be helpful to share with the full council? Go ahead, Mark.
I think maybe speaking a bit to what you've seen come out of Beam might be interesting, telemedicine in all of its different formats and targets is always interesting to the council. So I don't mean it's necessarily like a new slide, but certainly just
Yeah.
at least verbally, if not a new slide, just to speak more extensively to that. That should be an intriguing subtopic within this topic. And the other thing is not a question, it's more of a just to give you a heads up. There has been conversation throughout, I'd say, the past year around what treatment and access for these sets of services looks like with in some ways like the languaging that's happened around harm reduction. So there might be some, I'd say, maybe pointed questions or just general curiosity or maybe some specific questions about how that's looked for rollout and implementation of a lot of your initiatives. So I just keep that in mind that that might be sort of on folks' mind.
Yeah, happy to speak to that and answer any questions folks have.
And would you say timing-wise that about a half hour and then an additional like 10, 15 minutes for questions would be enough?
Yeah, seems perfect.
Yeah, I think that'll be really good. Any other questions? If
Hey,
not,
yeah. Hey,
thank you so much.
Chuck, this is
What's
Marco.
that?
Yeah, Chuck, this is
Go
Marco.
ahead, go
Yeah.
ahead.
So, hey, Emily, thank you for sharing your presentation. So one, I mean, I think just given the role of the council, right, its focus on HIV, I didn't see like anything that really spoke to like a direct correlation between substance use disorder and maybe in HIV, and thought, maybe that's an opportunity to continue to educate those of us who really need to know that stuff.
Yeah, I could put in a framing slide sort of talking about the overlap between HIV services, HIV prevention, and overdose prevention as well.
Yeah, thank you.
Any other questions? All right, thank you so much.
No problem.
Thank you, Emily. Thank you, Rob.
Thanks, always good seeing you.
And now we'll move on to end the epidemics. Wow, I just moved everybody again. There is Dara.
Hi, everyone. Nice to see some familiar faces. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen here. Okay. So I'm here today, but at the full council meeting, it will be Shelley Facenti presenting. And this is a presentation we're doing in lots of different settings. So we've got it down pat. Essentially, we will start off going over the agenda, reminding everybody about the last time we did this, the Integrated Ending the Epidemics Plan from 2024 to 2026. The council was involved in that. You may remember it was a few years ago now. We did an exercise in Room 610, and folks gave lots of great ideas that ended up in the plan. And so we'll just remind everybody what the plan actually is, what its focus is, what purpose it serves, and then letting folks know the DPH sections that are leading the update to the plan. And then we're going to talk a little bit about the process. So we're doing a lot of stakeholder engagement like we did last time. We'll either, go to the meetings of these folks or ask to schedule a meeting. And we've got, and you'll see this later, we have three kind of core questions that we're asking all of these groups and that we'll also ask the council. We also have some work that we're doing with the CHEP branch called the Community Advisory Process or CAP. And this is Facenti Consulting working with all of the agencies listed here to really do a lot of community engagement and outreach specific to updating the Ending the Epidemics plan. So we'll say a little bit about that. And then something we're doing this time that we did not do last time is we're actually going to do some primary data collection. And by data collection, community engagement is really kind of general, it's conversational. We have these three guiding questions, but the data collection is going to involve surveys, qualitative interviews, perhaps some site visits, literature reviews, some contract data analysis, et cetera. And this is a really designed to go try to get gather as much information as we can to really characterize the full scope of the service system that addresses HIV, STIs, hepatitis C, and overdose. And talk a little bit about how the information will be used. And the emphasis here is that things aren't going so well in terms of the fiscal environment and the political environment. And we really wanted to take this opportunity, and the department wants to take this opportunity to really envision what the service systems and policies are going to look like from 2027 to 2029. In what can we actually do in this increasingly resource-constrained context? And there may be opportunities, so we'll need to be setting up priorities. There might be opportunities to think about streamlining some things, looking at other systems and resources that can be leveraged, et cetera. And what we're going to end up with is, well, we're right now we're calling it a flexible plan because we don't want to have a very defined roadmap because we don't know what's coming down the road. As a year ago, we didn't know what was coming down the road, and so we want to be able to support the council, the health department, and all the partners involved in this work to sort of ha be able to sort of change on a dime and respond to emerging realities as needed. We've got a timeline. It's very, very fast. This really is arbitrarily fast to a certain extent, but nevertheless, it needs to happen on this timeline. You can see we're well into the stakeholder engagement and data collection. We can pause and hear questions, and then we wanted to do an exercise. These are the three questions that I mentioned, and I think we'll have welcome your input on how best to do this, but how we've done it in other areas is just to have a flip chart paper up in three different places in the room, one for each question, and people can write things on the flip chart paper, or we could do it on post-its and people can stick things up there, their ideas for answers to these questions. And then what we've been doing, sometimes we do it virtually, but since this is in person, we'll take all of that back and we'll actually create a virtual whiteboard that will type out all the info that was gathered, and then we'll make that link available to the council so that anyone who's absent, or if you have a brilliant idea at 2 in the morning and you want to get it on there, you can go to the link and add it. And I think that's pretty much it. Questions, comments, feedback, ideas?
How much time, first of all, thanks and nice seeing you, Dara.
You too. Thanks, Natalie.
How much time do you think you'll want for the interactive element?
Yeah, that's a good question. If we do it the way that I suggested, I think probably 30 minutes would be ample. It could be a little less. We can be flexible, especially since we're going to give the link out to the virtual whiteboard. We don't ne Everybody doesn't necessarily have to get all of their ideas out at the meeting, but 30 minutes would be ideal, I think, if there's room.
Let me check the agenda here so that we can make sure to make room. Just give me one moment, because I'm thinking with this interactive element, I might want to move some things to a later meeting so that we can maybe give you just the full hour, perhaps even just give you everything after the break. Yeah, I can move things around. Sort of put. I have a couple things that I have to present myself, but I could put myself at the end of the agenda and just bump myself to March if we go over. That you have as much flexibility as possible. So yeah, that'll work. What we'll do is we'll, as far as how the evening will go, I think we can put we'll put the first presentation that we saw today first prior to the break. We'll do a break. I think Shelley asked that it be later in the evening anyway, because she's coming from East Bay or something like that.
Yes, okay.
And so would you say like an hour total would be sufficient of presentation?
Yes,
Okay, great.
that should be plenty.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Great. And it's good that the Office of Overdose Prevention is going first because that may stimulate some ideas in
Yeah.
people's minds about gaps and things that need to be addressed.
Cool. Any other questions? All right. If
Yeah. Hey,
not,
Chuck, I'm sorry. Yeah,
Go ahead,
I'm a
Mark.
little slow with
Oh, no, you're not.
unclicking of the mute. Yeah, Dar, so just you mentioned, right, the constrained environment. So like really wondered, so is there any sense of how the $17 million in budget cut is gonna affect your efforts to really go out and right, do this assessment, the understanding part of your model?
It's sort of a it's a weird time to be doing this because on the one hand, this assessment is really trying to help us the San Francisco plan for the future. We've been calling it future-proofing the San Francisco model. In at the same time, these budget cuts are hitting and discussions are starting to happen about the next fiscal year and what sorts of budget cuts might hit there. We're really trying to keep this particular conversation away from the budget cut issue and focused on how can we proactively plan for an extended period where we're going to be dealing with these things. And in terms of our ability to collect the information, I do think it might be challenging for some folks to sort of participate in interviews or site visits when they're dealing, especially if they're dealing with immediate threats to their programs. And we'll be sensitive to that and try to not overburden them while they are trying to deal with those sorts of things. Did that answer your question?
Thank you, Dar.
Sure.
So maybe one other in I know that this and this may have been just like implicit in your first slide or first couple of slides, but like it really seems like the framing is super important, right? In terms of like just really being able to empower then that interaction se session, right?
Great. I will make sure to pass that on to Shelley.
Yeah, thank you.
Anyone else? Thank you so much, Dara.
Thanks
Thank
a
you.
lot. Nice to see everybody.
Yeah,
Bye-bye.
we'll see you live. All right.
Take care.
That was the meeting for today. So the next meeting is on March 10th,
Nice.
3 to 4:30
Listening in. Wow.
p.m. And so we'll see everybody then if well at the big meeting first. All right, y'all have a great afternoon.
Thank you.
Kat, can you stay on?